In the midst of the resistance stands a man strong and tall. He has his head held high, but his back's against the wall. He wasn't always angry until the day he saw. In the midst of the resistance, no one cares at all. So he takes his turn before us and holds his weapon high. A fervent fight for freedom is in his battle cry. And his weapon's not a rifle, but it's a beat-up old guitar. And his war is not a world away, it's right in his backyard. And he's singing out for hunger, he's singing out for pain, he's singing for the homeless in the shelter down on Main. And anyone who listens and then lends a hand deserves a place beside him. They're instrumental in his band.
Brooklyn today provided a step toward closure for relatives of a Fort Wayne homeless shelter director. The woman was betrayed and murdered by two clients she tried to help. 21 Alive's Jeff Neumeier has more on the sentencing of George Smith.
When he's gray and older, and he starts to show his age, another rebel will replace him and take his turn upon the stage. He'll make his stand before us and he'll hold his weapon high. A fervent fight for freedom is in his battle cry. His weapon's not a rifle, but it's a beat-up old guitar. And his war is not a world away, it's right in his backyard. And he's singing out for hunger, he's singing out for pain, he's singing for the homeless in the shelter down on Main. And anyone who listens and then lends a hand deserves a place beside him. They're instrumental in his band.
George Taylor. This day he was sentenced to life without parole for the June 1998 bludgeoning death of Alfreda Bledsoe. Taylor and his common law wife, Dorothy Carter, had been taken in by Bledsoe, but the couple confessed to attacking their temporary guardian.
In the midst of the resistance stands a man strong and tall. He has his head held high, but his back's against the wall.